What would you do personally over the weekend?
So the reason I went back towards Joliet this weekend was because it was my sister's 13th birthday. And she was a part of the school musical for the junior high that she's in. And so I saw that production two times. And Steve, if you would, I have some notes that I'd like to share with the people. My review in bullet point fashion.
First of all, what was the name of the play?
It was something about the Addams Family. I don't know. It was just the...
You saw it twice and you don't know the title of what you watched?
I don't know the title of what I watched. I do know that it had to do with like the Addams Family.
Okay.
Right? Like Gomez and Morticia and Wednesday were all there. It was, you know, it was fine. I thought there were too many ensemble. Like at any given time, it was just too busy on the stage. Some of the acting was just bad.
It's grade school.
The music was bad.
It's okay.
The mixing wasn't awesome. Some microphones were working. Some microphones were not. But like I said, Morticia Addams, played by Avery Lane, she was the star of the show. She stole the stage from everybody. Great backup and solid support by Gage Taylor as Gomez Addams. But for the most part, it was confusing blocking. And the worst part is Elena wasn't even in the play.
And you had to see it twice?
And I had to see it twice. She was one of the prop masters, which I'm incredibly proud of her, but she didn't even make it on stage.
Well, you've done your duty as a good bro. That's all I can say. You did your duty.
Yeah, it was something. It's super cool when you're trying to take in like a piece of art like that, and you only hear like 50% of the lines. Because again, some mics were working, so it'd be like, I have these lines to say. And then the next person would just be like...
Why did you see it twice, by the way?
There was two showings.
Couldn't you go one and not go to the other?
I could have, but then what is my sister going to do when she comes out and her brother's not there?
I get it. Comes out with the flowers and the final curtain call.
Right.
I get it.
What am I going to look like, a schmuck?
Okay. Well,
I'm no schmuck.
Duty. You did a very nice job. Yeah, I'm sure you were scanning on your phone, going through TikTok and stuff during the show anyhow. So
no, I was locked in. Again, I had to take these notes, Steve.
I was up in Milwaukee over the weekend, helped out a great benefit for a gentleman looking for stem cell transplants. Did a MC job and also a live auctioneer position for a while. So I did that on Saturday night and raised close to $20,000.
That's incredible.
In just a couple of hours. So it was very, very cool.
Did your microphone work the whole time?
Yes, it did. But we had a DJ Dion, who was doing mixing, non-stop mixing, even during the auction. I was talking really loud. Okay, anybody else want to bid now?
Really?
Over the music.
Wait, so he was just throttling you up and down the whole time?
It was pretty wild. But that's life in a bar.
You're doing auctioneering to like the beat of an 808 drum. You're like, who's got 1,500
How many bids per minute? It was actually bids per minute.